This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something must be wrong with Todd. Please tell me when to go. It is election day. I think of how many times I've been behind this microphone to start this program, to prepare in some way, shape, or form for election day by giving you guests, commentary, information related to your vote. And now today is the day. Why wouldn't you vote? Would there be a legitimate, understandable reason for not voting? I can't think of one, but I would enjoy hearing the perspective of someone who doesn't vote, who won't vote, and try and understand why. I can't look at a U.S. flag, Old Glory, and not connect it to our political system and our ability to decide by a simple majority who represents us, who leads the republic. In fact, I was out, as usual, early this morning, chasing dogs, getting them to behave in the backyard. And I looked up at that beautiful flagpole, Jim the flagpole guy, put up there a while back, and I just locked on the flag, whipping along in the wind, and a little cloudy out, a little misty out, a little chilly out, and I just had an overwhelming sense of pride that we live in a country, the greatest country on the face of the earth, where we decide. People don't decide for us. We decide. It's messy. It's clunky. It's not easy. You've got to make your case and talk to, but it can be done. Donald J. Trump is living proof of that. Absolute living proof. We have some clips of Rush Limbaugh, who introduced him last night and stated something that I think all of us knew, but nobody ever says out loud. It was pretty interesting. I'm going to play that for you here in a little bit. Donald Trump, they laughed at him. And look what he's doing. Why? Because people in red America, also known to Hillary Clinton, the candidate in favor for Heidi Heitkamp, as backwards country. Remember when she said that? All that red area? It's backwards. That's us, folks. That's what they think of us. We have that clip, too. I'm going to play that, Kevin. Don't let me forget, Todd, Daniel, because I think, everybody has a get-out-the-vote strategy, right? Each candidate, they identify their voters, and they make sure they go to the polls, and they call them, did you vote yet? And, there's all these different things you can do. And Heidi Heitkamp's got every one of them. If you think of a Best Buy, of instead of big TVs and, Apple computers and all that stuff, think of it as tools you need to get elected. So you go to the campaign store, and TV ads over here, and radio ads over here, and a big bus there, and we'll try and scare hunters into not going out, and we'll tell the oil patch your vote doesn't count here, so you better not vote or you can't hunt back home.
I'm sorry, you'll have to go to the tactics room for that.
I put up last night, believe it or not, a post that has a handwritten postcard from Texas, like all fancy, and I don't know if it's designed for,
It looked like a child did it.
It looked like a child did it, and it was sent to somebody in North Dakota from somebody in Texas who said vote. So guess what? She went into that store and said, I'll take one of everything. Give me one of everything. That's the equivalent of going into Best Buy and saying, I want one of everything. Every TV, every computer, I want all those phones, I want all those cases, I want one of everything. That's what she's throwing at this. So she's got every one of these little gizmos. I think I hope, I pray, in America you can't buy elections anymore. Hillary Clinton tried, it didn't work. Heidi Heitkamp, $25 million to $5 million. Are we going to let that work? I don't know. But it would also tell me you don't take, you don't leave anything for granted. You don't leave anything for granted. And I would just tell you this. You know, I don't want to sit here and relitigate what we've done. You've heard the arguments. You've got to decide. We'll have a little fun today. But I'd ask you to do this. I'd ask you to stare at a flag somewhere and then think about your kids and their kids and their kids. That's what elections are about. Now more than ever, the battle we have going on in this country, that's what it's about. I threw on a sweatshirt today, my election attire. I always think about what I wear on election. You see what I've got up here? I've got a Live Lucky hat with the flag and the shamrock. I'm not superstitious because I pray. Don't need to be. But it's there, right? And then I've got a sweatshirt from my daughter's college because I'm thinking of her and her sister who's sitting in a desk at a high school today and their brother who's, you know, right out of college and working a new job. That's who I'm thinking about. That's what you should think about, too, today. I need to do one piece of old business. I didn't yesterday give you the measures when I was going through the ballot. And I heard from 9 zillion of you after. I put it up on Facebook last night, along with a photo of this goofy postcard that you have to see that the Heitkamp campaign has folks doing in Texas and sending out here. Couldn't they have people in North Dakota do that? It's sort of like recruiting volunteers, not volunteers, people that would pay flight. And, you know, meals and, you know, salary and all kinds of things in Massachusetts, at Harvard, to come to North Dakota and door knock. There are not enough Democrats in North Dakota. You can't do, somebody from Harvard's not going to convince me to vote for anybody on a bet. Not a chance, ever. No way, no how. Not going to do it. Anyway, all of those are up, but it's pretty simple. Probably the most consequential question on the ballot for the future of North Dakota, separate from the candidates themselves, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, on down the list, is Measure 1. So it is a wolf in sheep's clothing, 100%. With every fiber of my being, I'm telling you, do not vote for that. Bad news, really bad news, on many levels. You know, changing the Constitution, more than anything, it's deceitful. These are not people that care about ethics in North Dakota. These are not people that care about reform or corruption or anything else. These are people that can't win at the ballot box. They are angry leftist Democrats who want to try and, you know, get as many tools as possible to say, oh, yeah, they want to pull a Brett Kavanaugh on, you know, legislators. And, by the way, churches and charities. It's a mess. Measure 2, I was a yes. That's about citizens being the ones that vote. That makes sense, doesn't it? Measure 3, the legalization of marijuana. I understand some people say it's coming. I understand, that it is other places. It is written so horrible, even the proponents say, well, we'll fix it in the legislature. I don't vote for things that you need to fix. Fix them first and then put it on the ballot. Most importantly to me, law enforcement. Law enforcement has said, no, don't do this. They got enough to do without fighting this. 100%. Every fiber of my being, no on 3. Same as 1. Yes on 2. 4, you know, in the end, I ended up voting against it. And the reason I did, I thought, you know, this is a really neat idea for first responders and volunteers in small communities. And I do think a lot of them and what they do. But, you know, we don't do this for veterans. So now why are we, you know, what group, this group, you know what I mean? So I thought, let's get veterans done first. And so I was a no on 4. So, and Fargo has a leftist measure 1 as well that is about approval voting, done nowhere in the U.S. like this, done nowhere in the world like this, and they want to
do it
here.
No, thank you. Presidential election with approval voting? Could you imagine?
Exactly. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't get it. Here, though, Todd, is my, see what you think of this. This is my get-out-the-vote strategy, the Scott Hannon get-out-the-vote strategy. If this doesn't make you want to get out and vote, I don't know what will. Roll it.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton. You can put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And she is going to be...
I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
One of the greatest...
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Greatest president...
I'm very proud of the Iran nuclear agreement.
Of the United States of America.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
That we have ever seen.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton because she is going to be one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America that we have ever seen.
All right, so Heidi Heitkamp says Hillary Clinton could be the greatest president we've ever seen, the one that wants to end fracking. How would that treat our oil and gas industry? Our coal, you're done. You're over. Okay, now the energy industry's gone. Take on the Second Amendment. We're backwards. I mean, I lost track of the bad ideas in that. And Heidi Heitkamp doesn't want you to remember that, but she was supporting that through her friend Hillary Clinton. If that doesn't make you want to get out and vote, I don't know what will. Because North Dakota will be very different. To your calls next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hennen. My wife Maria and I and our daughters were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I haven't told you for a while, but Washington, D.C., our trip coming up early in December with a group of listeners is jam-packed full. We ended up getting some more folks aboard and arranging some different flights, but now the bus is full. So unless we pull a whole other bus, it won't work, and it's just not enough time. So anyway, we're looking forward to that trip, my wife Maria and I. She's a tour guide. I'm just going to make political commentary as requested. I love the conversations we have on these trips because people just want to, they want to chit-chat, and you're with folks for several days, and we really have fun. I'd love for you to join us, however, in Norway next June 14th through the 29th, couple of weeks. Really have put together an incredible trip. I mean, the sites you'll see, I mean, these are World War II sites. There's the Flam Railroad. There is beauty like you can't believe. North Cape, Oslo, Bergen, Stavanger, Voss, the fjords of Western Norway. If you want the whole brochure, beautiful brochure to see, so you can see some of the things we'll do, the places we'll stay, call Carol Juven at 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000 or 800-343-0093. It's only $54.95 per person. Most of your meals, all your hotel, your flights, your transfers, your the bus, everything. It's a good deal. Really good deal. And you're seeing Norway with the best. If you have a particular story about voting today, something you're seeing at the polls, please share it with us. I saw, for instance, texters say, my voting location has a dedicated parking lot. 6 years ago, 11 of the 31 cars in the lot were from North Dakota. In 2016, 19 of 27 were from North Dakota. This morning, Election Day, 2018, 51 of 51 cars were from North Dakota. At 7:35 this morning. Now, that's interesting to me. And if you have other anecdotes like that, please let us know. Here's a disturbing one we got earlier today. Listen to this.
Good morning. I just want to leave this message because I find this so extremely disturbing. There's this lady that I know that told me yesterday she works the pre-voting. So she was all week long last week at the Ramada, and she says, and I'm really kind of irritated with her too, but she said that about 50 foreigners came in, and they got with an interpreter, and they went off kind of by themselves, and she heard the interpreter. Of course, they can't speak English, they can't write English, they can't read English. So he was having a hard time trying to tell them who was what, whatever. So what he did was he said, okay, just vote for this one, vote for this one, vote for this one, and went down the list and told everybody who to vote for and how to answer the measures. And then they left, and then somebody else saw him go out, step outside the room and make a phone call, and they heard him say, okay, I did what you wanted. Whether they were voting Democrat or Republican, I don't have any clue, neither did she. However, that's voter fraud.
Yeah, that's wrong on many levels to me. And look, new Americans that are actually Americans that are here that have a right to vote, great. But when you go in with 50 people and then you tell them vote for this one, vote for that one, I don't think anybody should tell anybody else how to vote.
Right.
I mean, look,
that's
people ask me and I'm embarrassed. I'm like, I'll tell you what, my opinion is and what I've come to, but I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I'll simply voter guide, tell you how I'm voting. But,
this is the perfect, when you look at this caravan and you look at why the immigration issue is here, this is the goal.
I did what you wanted on the phone to somebody,
there
too.
There you go.
Like the boss. Todd, what did you get out of that? Did it seem a little unseemly to you? Or
a little bit.
Not worried about. A little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
I know you can vouch for people, but I think you can, like in Minnesota, you can vouch for up to 8 people, which I still don't get either.
The best fix for that is exactly what that woman has done. Because we've already asked, this happened in Fargo, am I right? We connected with her. It happened in Fargo.
At the Ramada, yep.
And we already contacted the county auditor, Mike Monpleasure, to say what's going on here. He said, hey, you can vouch for up to 8 people, where you help them and say they are who they say they
are. That was in Minnesota. That was Steve was talking about. He can march for eight people in Minnesota. North Dakota, I wasn't sure on.
What the number is? But
yeah, not what the number is.
But anyway, what did Montplaisir say about it? Do we have a clip?
Let me find the clip. I'll go find the clip of how he responded to that.
All right. Let me get back to the calls here. And Jack is in Ortonville, Minnesota, down there by the Big Stone power plant. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, that is a very, very disturbing story. One of the things that strikes me about that is it falls right in line with all the other voting fraud stories that we hear that are attributed to the Democrat side. So, of course, we don't know, like you said, if they voted Republican or Democrat, but it falls on one side of the line in particular, that story does. But anyway, my story this morning is, I don't know if I'm correct or incorrect on a statutory level, but morally, I still feel good about it. I wore a Trump shirt to vote this morning. And after I voted, I was called over to one of the registration tables and basically reprimanded or corrected by someone who I'm very cordial and get along with at the voting station this morning, that I'm not supposed to wear anything political. And I said, well, where's the statute and why isn't it posted? Now, if I'm ignorant according on a statutory level, then I guess that's on me. But like I said, morally, I have no problem with wearing a Trump T-shirt to vote.
Well, I mean, have they heard of free speech in Ortonville?
Well, and that's the crazy thing about it. So now you got all these cannabis parties and Cannabis Now and everything. So we've all seen these T-shirts where these people are wearing cannabis leaves on your T-shirt. So if you wanted to wear that T-shirt to go vote, you couldn't do it. And no, I'm not promoting cannabis. I'm just saying, so what, you're dictating how I dress now when I go vote?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Jack. I would continue to say, hey, tell me what basis you have for that. And I wonder if you'd walked in there with a Hillary shirt, whether the same thing would have been said. Good for you for sharing. Thank you. Kirk and Bismarck, give me your question, comment. What's on your mind?
Yes, just wondering if there's a possibility at some point during the course of your show if you could run through the Bismarck City measures, specifically 2 and 3. I'm kind of confused on the wording of those. So if you could get a chance to run through those and what those kind of mean.
Are you talking about 2 and 3 statewide, or are you talking about a Bismarck measure?
Bismarck measure, if you know anything about those in particular.
Todd the Radio God is the expert on the Bismarck measures.
I'll get him in front of me just so I make sure I have the right wording, but yeah. We'll do that after the break.
We'll dig him up during the break, Kirk, okay?
Okay, thank you, sirs. Have a great day.
You bet. And by the way, if we can help you, you got a question, I'm happy to do it. Call us 800-228-0550. What are you seeing at the polls? Even if it's just more people than usual, less people than usual, here's the one thing. All these stories on the shenanigans, even with the 50 new Americans voting, what does that tell me is important for you to do? Vote and encourage everyone you know in your circle. Get out of your box and tell them to vote, too. Absolutely.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The midterm elections are now underway as polls have opened in most of the nation. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who chairs the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, says hopes for success by Democrats in North Dakota, Texas, and Tennessee are going to be determined by turnout.
The path to a Senate Democratic majority is extremely narrow. I mean, if you're a poker player, you're talking about drawing to an inside straight.
Democrats need to pick up 23 seats to gain the majority in the House, and they need 2 seats to regain control of the Senate. President Trump says everything he and Republicans have accomplished during his time in office is at stake today. 5,000 troops are now in place along the U.S.-Mexico border, sent there by President Trump to assist Border Patrol agents as a caravan of migrants approaches. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Is slacking. Is there a help desk for Slack? It's kind of a household word now, Todd, isn't it? Like IBM used to be. That's Slack now. I think it is. Pretty sure. Yeah. I'm positive, as a matter of fact. Hey, how you doing voting? Have you voted yet? No? It's election day, didn't you know? Find a flag. Stare at the flag. And say, wow, look what that is. Look what that has done for us. How has that flag been used to celebrate, recognize, defend freedom? You think about that, and then you think, how do we get this? How do we keep this? And then you instantly have a warm, fuzzy feeling, and you go vote. Ever had a warm, fuzzy feeling, Todd? You get that kind of warm, fuzzy, peaceful sense of, yes, I need to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a little tired today or something? Todd's done a little sleepy.
I just... I think we all are.
As the phrase go.
Ready for
wait
till
tonight, though.
Yeah. Here we go.
Tomorrow, you think I'm tired now. Wait till tomorrow morning. Holy cow.
Are you going to go out and... have a little election night fun, or are you going to be behind a microphone?
I'll be behind the microphone. Election coverage with Rick Becker, Eugene Grainer, Dustin Gaberlow, and I, and a few other people are going to be slicing and dicing, taking calls.
We love election night coverage.
Feel free to join in.
Yeah. So you're taking calls. Pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
We are doing the same thing, by the way, on the flag. And tonight we're going to be at the old Broadway OB Sports Zone. Downtown Fargo, we're doing an election night watch party for folks that just want to be with other folks that, you know, want to watch all these results come in. It's a lot more fun than sitting home. So come on out. And we're giving away a pair of tickets for the Vikings game against the Miami Dolphins. That's right. U.S. Bank Stadium, they could be yours and some other goodies, too. So join us. And it's wing night. You know, so you got that. It's just a lot of fun. We'll see you there. Okay, I need to tell you a little bit about my friends in the lignite industry. Lignite is a... you know, great resource in North Dakota that we have about a 900-year supply of. So this is a resource that has brought affordable, reliable energy to businesses and homes in North Dakota, and we have a 900-year supply of that. I'm not going to be here 900 years from now. You're not going to be here, but clean, affordable energy is available to us right there. And the technology to get that to a clean, beautiful coal level continues every single day as well. So it's really great. So when I, you know, hear people like Hillary Clinton say, hey, it's going to go away, I want it to go away, you just think, wow, incredible. You want clean, affordable energy to go away. You want 15,000-plus good-paying jobs to go away. You want $1 billion in personal income in North Dakota to go away, or $3.4 billion in economic impact. No, you don't. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a great resource so you can talk about this with your friends and family and keep affordable, reliable energy right here. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is that number. Measure one is something Chad wanted to talk about. We can go to that, and then we have Mike Montplaisir answering this question about the 50 new Americans that have evidently voted at the Ramada today. We're a little confused about the story we got there. And then don't let me forget to pull up a clip of Rush Limbaugh introducing the President of the United States.
The Bismarck City measures that the earlier caller...
Oh, right. Did you find that out?
Yeah, the City Measure 2, a yes vote means that you would keep the existing 25 mil property tax reduction, leave it at 25 mils. No would reject that. Measure 3 kind of sounds like just a housekeeping kind of thing to remove redundant language in existing Section 17A3F, to remove expired language relating to previously approved and completed projects and language required by and consistent with recent changes in state law regarding the streamlined sales tax and to renumber sections as appropriate, blah, 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 blah.
Please,
so
fire
housekeeping thing.
Please fire the person that wrote that measure, would you please? Because I got a headache listening to it.
It's always legalese.
Yeah, put it in English. Give me two sentences in English, and then give me the actual.
Give me the measure. Then put the fine print underneath it if I want to read it, or I can skip over the fine print because it just ends up going over half the heads anyway, including mine.
How are you voting on 2 and 3?
I voted yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay, so the Todd voter guide is yes and yes in measures 2 and 3. There you go. I hope that helps. And if we can help with anything else, please call us back, 258-0550. By the way, before the end of the hour, Ronna Romney McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, she's getting rave reviews about their efforts this election cycle. And, you know, she did wonders in Michigan. The president brought her on stage last night in Missouri. She's going to join us to just talk nationally how the numbers are looking. We also have Governor Doug Burgum on the program today and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum. They have Peer Support Day coming up. And when I first saw this, I thought, what's Peer Support Day? I'm kind of curious about this. And it's an interesting approach, and I think a good one. I think one that I'm looking forward to hearing more about with them coming up top of the hour. And then what else do we have? Your calls, your questions, your comments all the way through here at 800-228-0550. Okay? Bill O'Reilly tomorrow on the program. That's what I said. Bill O'Reilly. The Bill O'Reilly is coming on. Yeah, he wants to talk about his book. Yeah, so that'd be kind of fun.
Which one?
I thought he'd be fun to kind of recap the election with, too, don't you? I mean,
no doubt.
I miss Bill O'Reilly on TV. I really do. He just was one of the I don't know. So many of the others are about, you know, jamming 88 stories in an hour and, you know, for people that have the attention span of a gnat. I don't know what the deal is. I just, you know, I don't mind a decent discussion on a conversation. But anyway.
Here's a poll question. Does anybody in the world miss Megyn Kelly?
I don't. No, she was just a little too self-righteous for me.
I think her days are... She'll end up someplace. Everybody does. But
although that was a bad deal, NBC. That whole blackface thing. That was ridiculous. But welcome to the PC TV. And then Thursday, we are in Bismarck for the Military Veteran Appreciation Meal. Can't even wait. That's going to be a great time. Todd and I will be there live. Let's go to Chad. Chad in... my mouse is not cooperating.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good, Chad. How are you doing?
Good. You know, it was amazing. Yesterday, I was in South Fargo there, and a guy came, parked his car, and came to my house there, and he was a younger guy, and you had these little green flyers for Measure One. And I said, so where are you from? I see you have a Minnesota plate to your car, and, you know, this is the North Dakota ballot issue. He was from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It just amazed the heck out of me how the liberals are bringing out people from out of state to for agendas that they want us to shove down us North Dakota's throats. It's just amazing.
Chad, I'm thinking, let me just see if I can unearth this from the back of my brain. there's somebody else that's paying people from other places to come here and do things and do postcards and go door to door. Do you know?
We're supporting Hillary Clinton. You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Because she is going to be.
I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
One of the greatest.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
I think she's done the same. So it's a trait. I don't know what it is, but it, you know, the one that really irked me, Robbie Loth, is a friend of mine who's out in Massachusetts now at the Kennedy School of Government. They had social media ads all over Harvard encouraging, Harvard students to get money to come to North Dakota, go door to door and canvas and do things for the handicapped community. They're giving them cash, which, you know, they should get cash for, be paid rather for, services, but why not North Dakotans? You know, why can't the guy from North Dakota hand you a flyer chat? I guess he didn't disagree, or he did, and he hung up. I don't know, but I'm with you, Chad. And I thank you for sharing that story. 800-228-0550. Let's see what else we have here for. We were going to play the mic. This is the answer from the county auditor related to the issue earlier with 50 new Americans voting with the help of one person and being overheard saying, "Vote for this one. Vote for this one. Vote for this one." Go ahead and roll up.
Can ask anybody they want to assist them with voting, and yeah, some people have trouble reading English and that sort of thing. It's not to the threshold where we're required to have ballots printed in different languages, but we know there are people who help them interpret, and sometimes they may go over the line, and that's the time when the election workers should step in and say, "Hey, wait a second,
So in other words, the procedure was not followed in this case. Sounds like to me. Appreciate the call. Texter said, "What's going to happen to the people who lied in the Kavanaugh case?" This is the problem. They lied under oath, and nothing will happen to them. I hope that's not the case. There's so many things happening right now, but this is another one for Heidi Heitkamp to answer on the trail. 400-page report came out of Chuck Grassley's Senate Judiciary Committee saying there was no supporting evidence for the charges against Brett Kavanaugh. None. So she better rewatch the testimony with the sound up this time and see if she gets a different conclusion, because this investigation now says none. It was indeed a witch hunt. That's right. Jack in Ortonville is back, and Jack is the one who called earlier and got in some trouble for wearing a Trump shirt to the polling place, and I had some information for you, too, from another listener. The Supreme Court on Thursday struck down Minnesota's ban on wearing political apparel to polling places, saying the state's intentions may be good, but the law was too broad and open to differing interpretations. So you were on the right side of the law there, Jack.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened before, but thanks for taking my call again. Yeah, I called the county auditor, which is actually the one that was in the polling place, and mentioned something to one of the polling workers or the voting workers there. And so I called her and I asked her for the statute, and she called me back and gave me the federal and also the state statute, and she gave me a brief description of what it was. And it's about candidates, campaign material, and the like. And I said, so it doesn't actually mention anything about wearing a garment that has the image of my president on there, or the presidential seal. You're not supposed to wear anything that says Republican, Democrat, yada, 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 according to what she was reading me.
No, but was she? Did I hear you right? Was she reading something that said it was that was governing the candidates or voters?
You're not supposed to wear anything that promotes a specific candidate or any material or a party.
The voters aren't.
Right.
Huh. And by the way, I as far as political clothing, political apparel, here is a Supreme Court decision from earlier this year. I said on Thursday because I was reading from the story, but it was earlier this year.
Right.
So I would tell her, hey, what about the Supreme Court ruling? Because all I did was wear a shirt. Appreciate the call, Jack. Thanks for calling us. More after this.
You talk, we listen.
call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Epigenetics and the sins of the father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Mentioned earlier on Norway, we're looking forward to that. We're actually starting a series of get-togethers on Norway, and this will just be an informal conversation with folks who maybe want to ask questions, hand out some of the brochures. Sometimes people that are already signed up show up. Sometimes people that have gone before show up, and then they want to, you know, visit with the folks and tell everybody. So here is the scoop. Get this on your calendar for Thursday at the Woodhouse Restaurant, 5:30 until 7. Also be in Fargo on the 12th at Pizza Ranch, 5:30 to 7. Grand Forks on the 16th at Pizza Ranch, 5 to 6:30. And Jamestown, November 27th, Pizza Ranch, 5:30 to 7. And then Minot, November 29th at the Badlands. But this week, Bismarck, Woodhouse, 5:30. Come on by and see us. My wife will be there, Maria. She'll be running the meeting. I'm just going to be there.
What day is it, the Woodhouse? What day?
The 8th.
The 8th.
Yep.
I got it.
What's the matter?
Well, I can't be there. I'll be out of town.
Oh. Such a deal.
Wilton. Paul Frenzy and Wilton. I'll be live on KVAR.
10 before the hour on What's On Your Mind, countdown to Election Day is on, well, not to Election Day, to Election Night, to your last chance to vote today. Get out the vote, ladies and gentlemen. We've been saying countdown to Election Day for so many months. I'm still in that mode. But we're pleased to welcome back to the program the chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me. And you're right. Everyone needs to get out and vote. And, of course, I have my favorites, Kevin Cramer and Kelly Armstrong. So get out and vote, please.
You know, I was trying to imitate the president introducing you last night. That was quite an epic event where he had everybody come on stage during a great time. And it looked like the crowd was just having a blast. That was amazing, wasn't it?
It was great. I mean, those rallies, it's hard to see on TV. And you've had them in North Dakota, but you can't hear in those rooms. You can't hear yourself think. And so, you know, the president just delivers a party like no one else. And these rallies are going to be a game changer for the election today, just turning out the vote and energizing our base. But it was pretty exciting to have him bring Sarah Sanders and Kellyanne and Ivanka and myself on stage. It was a really special night.
And the place looked like you couldn't squeeze one more person in there as usual, right?
You couldn't, and there was an overflow, and it was terrible weather. We were in Missouri last night. The weather was terrible. In fact, I flew back with the president, and it took us several hours to get back because the weather was so bad. We couldn't land for a significant period of time because of the storm. So people standing outside waiting for the rally, sitting in the overflow in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, a town of 32,000 people, and I think the entire town was at that rally last night.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Rush Limbaugh was there, of course, to introduce the president. Sean Hannity came on stage and also interviewed the president. Here's something that Rush said. I want to get your take on this.
These rallies, I have to tell you, they are the envy of official Washington. You realize there isn't a single elected official in either party who could do what this is tonight. Other than Donald Trump, there's no one. No one. And they're jealous. They are envious. This isn't supposed to happen. You people are supposed to love them, not Trump. So guess what? They want to get in on it. Awesome. Bill and Hillary Clinton and their national stadium tour. Talking about, have you seen Obama? He's been stumping down in Florida where I live. He's drawing crowds of 1,000 people, 2,000 people. Joe Biden can't fill a phone booth because he's looking for somebody to punch out.
Oh, my gosh. Rush was on a roll there. What did you think of that, and is it true?
Yeah, I mean, Rush was on fire, and he's never done that before where he's introduced a candidate. And he's obviously from Cape Girardeau. It was very special, but I do think it's true. And what's amazing is the president can draw these crowds, but he's done it for 3 years. And there's a reason why, because this is the presidency built on the American people and him recognizing that average people, working class people, did not have a voice among the Washington elite, and that the left coast, the left and the west and the right coast of this country were determining the fate of the heartland in the middle of this country. And he said, I'm going to take it to the American people. And these rallies allow him to bypass the mainstream media and allows him to talk to the voters directly. There's nothing like it. There's no Democrat who can get a rally like this. And there's really not other Republicans who can get a rally like this, although my candidate for Senate in Michigan, John James, is getting some pretty big rallies right now. I've never seen anything like that either.
It's fun to see. By the way, just a recent example, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle were here campaigning for the Republicans. Kevin Cramer, get out the vote effort in Williston State College. 1,100 people. A few days later, Heidi Heitkamp does the same. 55 people. 55 people.
Yeah, I mean, people. I think it's a signal also, in your state especially, of what's getting done. I mean, people wouldn't be coming to the rallies if they hadn't seen President Trump deliver on the promises he made during the campaign. And he's done it at an unprecedented clip. And we're benefiting as a country with better energy policy, with deregulation. Those are things that directly impact the people of North Dakota, that we are expanding our energy footprint, that we're not, that we're taking advantage of our natural resources, that we're creating jobs in the energy sector. Those are things that we should have been doing. Obama did not have that happen. Heidi Heitkamp was not an ally on that front. She voted with Democrats 88% of the time. It's just time for a change. But the president wouldn't have these crowds if he hadn't have delivered on the things he campaigned on, and he's delivered at every turn.
And a lot of people talking about your leadership at the Republican National Committee, the amount of funds raised. I mean, like Kevin Cramer, for instance, outspent here $25 to $5 million, but with the help of the Republican National Committee and the Get Out the Vote effort, we'll hope for a good night. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your time.
Like us.
Thanks for having me. Get Out Vote, everyone.
Follow us on Twitter.
Vote, vote, vote. That's the word of the day. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Hour 2 coming up.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.